Welcome to the Coffee with Curls podcast, a place to have an honest conversation about everyday life with a side of knowledge and coffee. Tune in to a brand new episode. You are now listening to episode 34, season 4, Taboo Talk. Hey, gorgeous people. Happy hump day. It is your girl, Mimi, once again on this mic. Happy Wednesday. Happy middle of the week. Holiday is coming through around the corner. A lot of us have Monday off for Memorial Day, so I'm looking forward for that quick, 3-day weekend. But honestly, I'm already going to be leaving to go to DR next week, so I am ready to go, ready to be in the sun, as I mentioned, you know, being out there, just enjoying the vibe, enjoying the view, enjoying just everything of the islands, you know. I miss the beach so much. So I'm looking forward to being out there and just, you know, living my little best life, my little best vacation life. And I'll definitely be posting some video, pictures, just the ambiance, so we can bask in it together, you know. I love looking at vacation photos from people. Like when they go away, it just gives me ideas of places I also want to visit. So I'm going to share that with you, bring you along un poquito, see how this whole internet thing works while I'm out there. But it's all good. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope that your soul is doing good. As I get closer, your girl's about to start packing. I kind of have a mental pack already of outfits and stuff, but I'm an overpacker. It's like sometimes for me, I'd rather have extra outfits just in case, but I always overpack. It doesn't matter. I don't even wear, whenever I go on like a vacation like this, which I haven't been to in a long ass time, I overpack por si acaso, right? And then sometimes you wear the whole outfit the whole day, but a girl needs options. What I'm not going to do is overpack on shoes, because I've done that before and that just becomes a headache, because I actually do take my shoes with me as a carry-on. I don't trust my shoes in the luggage. I don't want them to take it. I love my shoes. I have this odd connections with my heels. So I am really pre-packed on that mentally, and I'm going to be in the sand. So I probably just pack one pair of heels, a few cute flats, a pair of sneakers, por si acaso, you know, walk around town, you know, stuff comfy, flowy. That's the vibe. It's going to be flowy, comfy vibe, and just enjoy, you know. And like I said, I have to make sure I have the books I'm gonna read, because I'm taking that with me. I need some reading material while I'm in either at the beach or on the plane. So one of my reads is always agreements is always a read for me every time I go on a plane. It's easy. It's just one of those things that I continue to remind myself, and the stuff that's on there. You haven't read that book, I highly recommend it. I bring this book up every so often on the podcast because it's such a good read, an easy read. It's just a reminder of things that you can't control, or there's great messages in that book. So I recommend it. This is not an ad, paid ad or anything like that from that source, but you know, maybe it can help you guys out. And if there's any good reads that you guys have, please let me know. Something that's not too bulky. Remember, I'm packing this. It's going to be like on my backpack that I'm going to have on the plane with me. So I'm not trying to have, you know, my back all heavy either. But anyway, I'm just looking forward to it. I'm going to start doing my little, got my cubes going, and I am ready to be out, you know, and enjoy this and more vacations to come as the new wave of how things are going to be, you know, has changed. But I feel like at least a little normalcy. I don't know if this is going to be all the way normal, as the world has shifted so much. But yeah, I'm just looking forward to this trip. So I'm going to take a quick break and you guys can listen to the sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Cloud Runway, fashion, lifestyle, freedom. Check them out at www.cloudrunway.shop and make sure you subscribe to stay in the know, and also follow them on IG at Cloud Runway and tell them Mimi sent you. Your girl is back. So as I just am on this mental vacay, which I'm going to be physically going to, I'm so, like I mentioned, so happy and so needed. Have you guys taken vacation yet? If so, do yourself a favor and do it. But I wanted to talk to you guys about something that I had in mind, and I had an episode previously that I spoke about my period story. And so let me just give you guys like a little refresher for those who have not listened to that episode. It's episode 22, season 3. I have on there, you guys want to go check that out when I go into my period story. So in December 2019, I was diagnosed with fibroids. I think I've had them longer because I've always had very, very heavy period flows, and to the point that going into the second day, I was super, and when I mean miserable, I mean miserable. When I went and had to get checked, so let me go back to December, right? So I can go into a little bit into the story. My period was so bad. At that point, I had just stopped taking birth control. I have issues taking birth control. Oh, that's a story within itself, right? That can definitely be an episode on its own. It made me sick. I have so many side effects taking birth control that I can't do it. Just to give you guys a long story short, I had gotten out of birth control, and the pain when I got my cycle was so bad. I mean, it was horrible. It was to the point that I was like bent over from the pain and just feeling like the flow was just heavy. And this is kind of something I really suffered most of my life, and I'm 40. You know, this is nothing new. And so I've been on this quest, right, of trying to find natural ways of healing my body. So back to December 2019, I had went to the doctor, I got diagnosed. I was even set to have surgery to have my fibroids removed. But COVID happened in 2020, right? And all those non-emergency surgeries had gotten canceled, right, until the world kind of reset. But of course, COVID happened and they stopped. And I believe it was like May of 2020, they started to start doing surgeries again. And that's when I paused and I said, you know what, I'm going to start looking into ways of healing myself naturally when it comes to these fibroids. Because I actually started following like a Facebook page that talked about fibroids, like women having surgery, the options of that, you know, of course, if you don't want to have children, if you had children already, hysterectomy is an option. And that's not something I want to do at this time. Even a year ago, I didn't want to do that. Even though I personally don't want to have children, to me, I don't, that's just a part of me I'm not willing to separate at this moment. And so I was just reading women's stories. I'm like, man, it seems like a lot of us suffer from this in silence and don't really talk about this, right? Because I don't know, as women, it's kind of like, I feel like some of these topics can be taboo, and I don't know why, right? Like, I don't even know the actual reason. And I really, one of the reasons why I speak about certain topics on the podcast is because I want to give you guys permission to talk about this stuff. And it's okay. It's normal. Listen, we go through things. Why suffer in silence if you can get information that can help you or whatever it is? So I started to really do research. And then, of course, food affects your fibroids. If you did not know this, and food affects a lot of stuff. And I started really going, digging in. I was still having heavier periods. I'm like, you know, there has to be a science to all of this to try to make it better. I'm just trying to have this flow and then manage this pain that I've been dealing with like most of my life, to the point that even doing anything like going to a movie or even going to work is hard for me. I'll give you an example, like even going to work, right? On my second day, if it falls, I always have to take extra clothes with me. And it doesn't matter how often I change my pad. I know this is going to be TMI. It doesn't matter. It used to always go out of, through my clothes. So even that aspect of it was just like, oh my God, it's uncomfortable, right? And so I'm going to add this element to what I found has helped me tremendously, which is insane because honestly, I have had a love and hate relationship with working out. I know this sounds crazy. And I see a lot of athletes. I'm not saying that this doesn't happen to athletes, but I started to notice and done some research in regards to like athletes, how their flow is different because they're working out all the time and all this stuff. So prior, I started to do these 7-day challenges of working out, right? 7 days in a row, just a self thing. I'm like, you know what? Let me see what I can do. I'm really intentional being active. I was like, if I can do 7 days, I can do another. And then I did another cycle. And then I did a third cycle, which I worked 21 days straight nonstop. The challenge was during the third cycle of my 7 days, I got my period. I was like, oh man, I'm like, I promise this to myself. And I did something that I'd never really done, was work out on like my second day period. Like my second day period, when I tell you it takes me out, I have the heating pad on. I'm taking Motrin more than I want to even admit. I don't suggest you guys doing that. Just uncomfortable, all in, you know, not enough pad. It's just insane. But I push myself, and especially that I'm doing cycling in my workouts. I'm like, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to push myself. I was fatigued like I usually been. Tired, I mean, sore, you name it. The struggle was real. And I pushed through that workout, even though it was hard. I'm not going to say it wasn't. Then the third day, I was like, okay. I saw the... my flow, you know, was how it's been. And what I did notice was my period was shorter. I was like, okay, there has to be something to this. So now I start to consistently work out more often. So I'm sticking to a 5 to 6 day workout weeks. That's where I'm at this point in my life. And it's not so much about losing weight. It's about how this working out has helped my period. And it's just amazing, right? So we push fast forward to now, like this month for May, I worked out during my period again. And when I tell you that my flow was a lot less than it was, like it was heavy, but not how it's been heavy for like years. When I tell you there's times I have to wear 2 overnight pads and change it very often, I didn't have to do that this month. And I'm like, holy cow. I was like, this has to be something, a connection to this. And I was feeling good. I wasn't even fatigued. For the first time in my life, I did not have to use a heating pad. Like just those small changes. And even the ibuprofen intake was even cut down. Then I started to do more research and looked into... I don't know if you guys have heard of raspberry leaf tea. Now, the research that I did on that was a lot of pregnant women take it, but it's also very helpful to your menstrual cycle. I was like, okay. I started looking into reading. I'm like, let me buy this. It was in Target. You steep it for 10 minutes. You drink it ever so often. That bad boy helped me. So if you guys are interested in that, make sure you do your own research. But that helped me so much. And because I'm continuing to try to find natural ways to heal me, I can't even tell you the difference that I feel physically on how my period was this month. It was different. It was better. I just was so shocked with it. My water increase has helped tremendously. I also do mint tea, which helps with bloating. I'm trying to find, the more I find out, guys, I will share with you. And I always suggest for you guys to do your own research as well. But I am in this space of my life where I'm really trying to find ways to heal myself naturally. You got to look at, before there was like this modern medicine, right? What were we doing back in the day that helped? We're connected to earth. What are the things from earth that helps our bodies heal? And I had to really look at that. Because I do yoga with my workouts every day, that has been, when I tell you, yoga is changing me in ways that I didn't think. And I've taken yoga before, in years I've taken yoga before. And I just find it to, I feel strength. I feel powerful. I am really looking to go into just do a yoga class in addition to what I do now a few times a week, because I feel how my body's healing and I feel like I'm healing so many things, you know. I just want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. I want to be around. Like, that's so important to me, to be as healthy as possible and to be around. I want to go back into my martial arts. I don't know if I ever share this with you guys, but I actually took martial arts for a couple of years when I lived in New York, and I miss it. I stopped doing it because when you take martial arts, you wear something that's called a gi. So the gi is the outfit that you wear, right? And it was all white, like a marshmallow. I always say this. And one time I had my period and I had a period accident. So imagine a white pants. You cannot hide that. And I just felt a certain way about that. I felt like it was just taking, like, my menstrual cycle was just taken away from the stuff that I really enjoy. So I'm just really want to go back into that. You know, so I'm going to start doing the things that I missed that I felt like I could only do a certain times of the month. And I'm going to heal this because I believe that I'm able to, and I'm continuing to research and do what is best for me in regards to health, right? Because being healthy is healing all the parts of you that need to be healed. You know, of course, it's your mental health, it's your physical health, it's all that stuff in connection. And I feel that what I'm doing, this kind of work, is also healing the generational suffering in my family line, because my mom suffered from this too. And I really was very aware of this. I'm like, it's going to stop with me. I'm going to find any way naturally that I can to do this, and any information that I can find that I can share, I will, you know. And a lot of us suffer with this in silence, you know, and it's heartbreaking, you know, because we're either embarrassed, it's not talked about, we don't have information, so we don't feel empowered. So listen, I get it. I really do. So I'm here. And the more things I find, I'm going to share. And once again, I always suggest for you to do your own research. And, you know, we're going to heal this thing together and break the silence on this. It does not need to be taboo. So I appreciate you guys for tuning in as always. Until la próxima, have a good one. This week's affirmation is, you deserve to heal yourself. Hey, gorgeous people. One last thing. You can find the podcast on the following platforms: Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. You can listen to the podcast really on any platform that you prefer to listen to this episode or any of my episodes. And one last thing, leave us a review on iTunes. That's the way they can find us. The more the reviews are on there, the more the podcast gets to be seen. As always, I appreciate you guys. And until the next one, have a good one.